Gary mentioned during the announcement time that our pledge drive is going forward, continuing to go forward. And as it does, we've invited various members of our congregation to take a few moments to speak to us there. Some of their visions, some of their hopes are for this congregation as our life continues on. So today, a member of our executive board and treasurer, Mike Will. Mike, come on out.
He said, this institution never hurt anyone. Unitarian Universalists are a benevolent force in the world. We do good without asking for anything in return, not even your soul. I'm so proud to be part of this tradition. I'm particularly proud to be part of this church, founded right here in Nashua. This building was built 180 years ago. By a group of people who lived and worked in this area. They organized this church, and they built this home. When I come into this building, I'm awed by the grand beauty they created so long ago. This church wasn't built to keep a few people out of the elements. The columns out front, the soaring windows, this building was built to anchor an institution. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, this church has been an asset to this community. Challenging, comforting, educating, inspiring, helping people to find meaning in their lives by getting in touch with the best parts of themselves. Given this long and beautiful history, I can't help but think of my own time here as another chapter of a story that will be told 100 years from now. In my vision of the future, some of our great-great-grandchildren will be the icons of the church. Just as today, the congregation will include a few lifelong UUs, lots of refugees from other religious traditions. There will be a bunch of people who are drawn in and inspired to take a turn supporting this wonderful institution. For me, caring for this church is a spiritual experience. I get tremendous satisfaction from knowing that my effort, my pledge, are important to this church. I'm playing a role in the future history of this church. So are you. As much as I love doing things myself, caring for this church is a shared venture. Our church needs a supportive congregation to thrive. That's us. Our leadership, our energy, our pledges are carrying this church while it's our turn. One thing that never ceases to thrill me is seeing members of the congregation step up. People step up to become leaders, step up to pledge to the giving guidelines, step up to share their vision and energy. Eventually they realize there's no turning back. Every new gift brings more satisfaction than the last. Every new challenge inspires new ideas. Being a member of this church is literally a lifelong opportunity for spiritual growth and experience. I do have many specific ideas of things we should be doing right now to take better care of our church. We can be more thoughtful and transform our church to realize the goals that we've been working to articulate. I will be sharing these ideas as the opportunities arise, and I'm counting on you to share your ideas as well. I believe one of our biggest challenges is to defy the status quo when it's necessary. So our church has an inspiring history and unlimited potential. We support this important institution with our pledges. We take turns as leaders. This is our church, for now, but it also belongs to future generations. So I will close with a final question for you to think about. Will we be remembered as a generation that took good care of our church?
Thank you, Mike. Everybody. Thank you.